Good morning, everybody. I'm back, and I am happy to report that after speaking with several technicians about the podcast software and receiving no satisfaction, basically, I figured it out myself. So here I am. Happy Mother's Day weekend. My name is Patty. The shop is Herbs to Your Health. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you hear some helpful information. My first story comes from a young woman, low 50s, came in with lots of problems, anemia. She had had a couple of blood transfusions. She had female issues, pains in her legs, lots of toxins. The biggest thing was her digestive complaints. Oh, I should say the really biggest thing was she couldn't sleep. So all that stuff. Anyway, she came in for a consultation and a supplement program. She came back 1 week later to say she's feeling 90% better. And even her husband noticed a big difference in her. So if that weren't a good enough success story, well, I recommended to her to take liquid chlorophyll. She said, I'll put it in my smoothie. Well, she hated the liquid chlorophyll. She reported that if she put strawberries in her smoothie, you know, the frozen organic strawberries to make a smoothie, she could still taste the chlorophyll. Wait a second. She put blueberries in, she could still taste the chlorophyll, but if she put strawberries in, she couldn't taste it anymore. So that is the big success story. She figured it out, still able to take it, didn't come back in saying, complaining, I can't take that, I don't like the flavor of mint. You know, it's whatever it takes. And another woman came in who I didn't know. And she just wanted to buy a couple of things and ask a lot of questions. And she said, so how long have you been in business? I said, almost 30 years. And she said, well, I don't really know how you stay in business because everybody I know starts taking supplements and then quits. And I said, okay, how's that working out for them? And she said, well, they're all going, they all have a lot of issues, a lot of medical problems. And I said, well, maybe if they would have continued their supplements, I'm not saying 100% that they wouldn't have problems, but you have a better chance. It's kind of like wearing a seatbelt. Are you going to get killed in a car accident? I don't know, but you have a better chance of not being severely injured or killed if you are wearing your seatbelt. I'm just saying give yourself a fighting chance of living a long and healthy life, adding life to your years and years to your life. I want to talk a little bit more about medical intuition. It's part of who we are, really. It's intuitive insight. It permeates all of our lives. A lot of people can steamroll over their feelings or gut feelings or the knowingness. I call it the knowing. It's like, I know this. I don't know how I know it, but I know it. Some people call it the still small voice within them. the word intuition comes from the Latin intuitus, meaning to gaze at or contemplate. It's defined as a direct perception of truth, fact, independent of any reasoning process. I think it was in the 80s, maybe early 90s. I had a friend who was a corporate lawyer, came from Brooklyn, New York, but lived in Pittsburgh. And I would say something to him, and he'd say, and what do you base that on? Based on, this is what I'm feeling. And he said, well, what is your proof? What do you, I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to give you any because I don't have any. It's intuition. I guess he just didn't even believe in that at all. Anyway, we can use it for our own bodies. So I'm not asking people to be intuitive with other things, just with your own body. So just as some children show an early aptitude for scholastic abilities like math or sports or music, many display a natural talent for intuition. Parents and teachers usually encourage kids to excel in their favorite subjects. However, a child who excels in intuition may be shushed, thwarted, or ignored because of a lack of understanding. Please, let's not do that. Let's foster the intuition in our children. Even if it happened to you that you got shushed, you can reignite it and develop it later in life. So how do we do this? We practice. It's an incredible superpower. It's a hardwired natural human trait that anyone can develop and optimize into a practical and useful skill. It's like playing an instrument. You just need plenty of practice. So I think this was also in the 80s. I attended a class like how to be intuitive with your own body. So I think they were saying that you lie down and you go into your meditative process, and then you look, quote unquote, look inside your body to see what's happening and where there might be a blockage. So anyway, you know, if you know how to do it, congratulations. If you don't, just kind of practice. A longtime customer asked if there's anything that can be done to improve nearsightedness. So that's not being able to see far away. Myopia is a vision problem that close objects appear clear, but distant objects are blurry. Well, that's nearsightedness. It's caused by refractive errors in your eye. Refraction is the bending of light as it passes through one object to another. When light rays are refracted through your eye's cornea and lens, they become focused on the retina, which then converts the light into messages sent through the optic nerve to your brain, which then interprets the messages into images. So just think about that for a second. Isn't that a miraculous process? The fact that we can see out of our eyes is just absolutely miraculous. Refractive errors occur when the shape of your eye prevents the light from focusing properly on the retina. So what's responsible for these changes? According to recent research, and I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but staring at electronic screens is to blame. So the eye health experts say that, when your eye is forced to stare at something too close, the brain and eye accommodate to increase the close-up vision. And then over time, the squeezing of muscles can change the shape or elongate the eyeball. This causes dramatic changes in eye function, especially in a child's eye that's not fully developed. So what are we supposed to do? First of all, if you are staring at a computer screen, look up and focus far away. I don't know how often, but frequently, so you don't have to always be focused on a screen. Also, dry eye is a problem because when humans stare at screens, their blink rate decreases. So blink, force yourself to blink. Here's another thing that is really very helpful, melatonin, because it can be synthesized in your eye tissues, including the lens, retina, and cornea, all of which have melatonin receptors, another miracle. And melatonin is super important for regulating eye processes. Several studies have also associated the nearsightedness with poor sleep, poor quality sleep, insufficient hours of sleep, late bedtime, delayed melatonin circadian timing. So sleep, you know, sleep habits are really important, and it's not only with everything, as we know, it's not only what you eat and drink, it's what you think and do. Lutein is a nutrient that is important for eye health and helps to protect against nearsightedness. We can get it from what we eat: dark leafy greens, broccoli, red and yellow peppers, raspberries, egg yolks, carrots, avocados, sweet corn, if you are a fan of sweet corn. And lutein, the carotenoids, are fat soluble. So to optimize absorption, be sure to consume all of those with fats. Like with vitamin D3, we have to consume it with some fats in the diet. So just make sure you're eating a healthy diet and taking your supplements and taking plenty of supplements. Oh, the lady who said about how all the people fall off the wagon said, well, how do you know if they are going to interact with all the drugs that people take? You know, I hesitate to say I don't care, but if you're going to prioritize chemicals over food, that's a problem. So that's also an insult. Are your supplements going to interfere? And P.S., you're not even, I have never done a consultation for you. Okay, this is a gentleman named Randy. I have to tell you this story. He said, what kind of business do you have? And I told him, he was actually a customer service person, not for the computer software, but for another customer service issue I had. And he, while we were waiting for him to make changes or wait for the page to load or whatever, he said, oh, supplements like vitamins. I said, yeah, vitamins. And I thought he was going to be really excited. And he said, well, you know, that's what gave my mother-in-law is only 70 years old and she has dementia because of all the vitamins she took. Yeah, I don't think that was what caused her dementia, number one. Or, as I said to him, they really don't cause dementia, as far as I know. And they're actually good for you, unless it's very poor quality that you're getting. So where did, you know, where she bought them? Did she buy them like at Sam's Club, Costco, the drugstore? And he said everything she took, she bought at either the drugstore or the grocery store. I'm sorry, the quality is not good. And you know, with the brands that we have here, sometimes the products are out of stock for a really long time. And why is this? Because they can't get the quality products. So I would rather wait and know that I'm taking something that has very high quality rather than take a chance on it. And one of the products has been discontinued indefinitely. Shoot, I can't remember what it is, because they just couldn't find a good quality. It's not DHA, it could be GLA. It's one of those essential fatty acids. Antioxidant nutrients help reduce the free radicals that can cause our eye problems and our eyesight to weaken and our eyes to become diseased. Now, I have to say that I've had the experience many times over my lifetime, having worn glasses or had eye correction since first grade. sometimes my prescription had to be decreased because it ended up being too strong over the years because my eyes had improved. I don't know about now. You know, maybe I need to get a stronger prescription, but maybe it'll be reduced again. Many times it was just didn't change at all. But I want to give my eyes the best chance at serving me for my lifetime. Perfect Eyes contains nutrients that help protect the eyes from damage due to oxidative stress and promote eye health. It can diminish the effects of macular degeneration and prevents damage to eyes from diabetes. It's potentially helpful in preventing or slowing the formation of cataracts and aiding other eye problems like floaters, glaucoma, night blindness. I think it helps with nearsightedness, but I don't have any evidence of that. Well, except for my my own story. What's in Perfect Eyes? Lutein and zeaxanthin. Those are the carotenoids. They're fat-soluble yellowish pigments found in spinach and green beans and egg yolks and marigolds. They're also found in the macula of the eye. So right there, you know, if I'm an eye doctor, I would say, I know that they're in the macula of the eye. Why don't you take them? But I've never had an eye doctor say that to me. I've had an eye doctor say, well, I guess it can't hurt you if you know what you're doing, or some such thing. Together, zeaxanthin and lutein block the phototoxic blue and near ultraviolet light that allows free radical damage to the cells of the eye. Research suggests that lutein and zeaxanthin may significantly reduce the risk of macular degeneration. Then we have bilberries, very similar to blueberries. They have anthocyanosides, which are antioxidant compounds that have beneficial effects on the eyes and the blood vessels. Bilberry reduces inflammation and can be helpful improving night vision, reducing oxidative damage to the eyes, varicose veins, and capillary fragility. Turmeric is in there. We know that curcumin is the active ingredient, and curcumin has a stronger antioxidant properties than vitamin E, but yes, let's take vitamin E too. It's stronger than hydrocortisone without the harmful side effects, making it a very good agent for treating chronic inflammation that causes free that accompanies, doesn't cause it, they go hand in hand, the free radical damage to tissues. Curcumin also promotes digestion and aids liver function by stimulating the secretion of bile. It's interesting to note that eye problems are linked with liver function in traditional Chinese medicine. There's beta carotene, a blend of carotenoids found especially in red, orange, yellow, and green fruits and vegetables. Beta carotene, as we know, is the precursor to vitamin A, which is important to eye health. But yes, you can take extra vitamin A. Lycopene is a carotenoid. It's a natural fat-soluble pigment. It also has antioxidant properties, which are designed to help protect the plants and the microorganisms from the toxic effects of oxygen and light. Lycopene also has anti-carcinogenic properties and has a protective effect against prostate cancer, other cancers, and heart disease. So yeah, we're talking about an eye health formula that we can use off-label for all the other stuff in our bodies. Zinc is found in a higher concentration in the eye than any other tissues of the body. I'm pretty sure the second one is the prostate. It's an important antioxidant mineral and decreases in concentration as we age. Okay, comes to mind a another conversation with a medical doctor, OBGYN, mid-50s, said, I've known her for a really long time. I don't know how long. I want to say 20 years, but I don't know exactly how long. She used to take supplements. She's not a huge believer. She said, you know, I'm skinnier than you've ever seen me. I haven't seen her in a while. We were talking on the phone. And I said, oh, well, how did that happen? She said, well, you know, I had COVID several times and I can't taste any food. Literally cannot taste any food. And so her husband makes her dinner and she says, I can't taste that, and then just goes to bed. That's what she told me she does. And I said, yeah, well, why don't you take a lot of zinc? And she said, how much? I said, as much as it takes to give you your sense of smell and taste back. So I would be taking a lot. Back to Perfect Eyes, selenium is another mineral with antioxidant properties. It may help to slow the aging process, and it's also very helpful for the immune system. Other ingredients are quercetin and hesperidin, which are helpful for the immune system. They're bioflavonoids, which are plant pigments that protect the eyes from sunlight damage. And they help protect the thousands of tiny blood vessels in the eye. Then there's N-acetylcysteine, a compound that helps produce glutathione, an important intracellular antioxidant that not only protects the eyes, but protects the liver and other tissues from free radical damage. So let's all just please take our Perfect Eyes. And if you're trying to accomplish something, take even more. We have vitamin A and D, so you can take that, because also they are very helpful for the eyes. Vitamin A is a group of compounds called retinoids. Many people think that beta carotene and retinoids are the same thing. They're not. Beta carotene is a carotenoid and is the plant source of vitamin A. The retinoids are better absorbed by the body. Our muscles, immune system, lungs, and kidneys all use retinoids to achieve peak performance, and our liver stores it to use in an emergency. Thank you, liver. Retinoids are so important to our body's functions that a deficiency is considered an immune system disorder. And they're also powerful inflammation fighters because of their antioxidant effect. So the product is vitamin A and D. And I just pour some out and take however many falls out in my hand. Vitamin D3 it's just essential. Can we just say that? It's a fat-soluble vitamin, and it's one of the core nutrients that kept our ancestors strong, potent, and healthy. I'm talking about the cave people. I don't think they lived real long because they had had the occasional run-in with an animal. But if people tell me about going on Ancestry, and you might find that you have ancestors that lived to be in their 90s or even over 100. But they got it from the sun, and the people who have darker skin, not the fair skin, like people who get a tan in the summertime, you can be out in the sun much longer than a fair-skinned person. We don't want to damage our skin with burns. So be out in the sun a little bit if you have fair skin, and then take your vitamin D3. Low levels of vitamin D are linked to diabetes, heart disease, brittle bones, many forms of cancer, and dementia. Mixed tocotrienol, so the alpha-tocopherol and the tocotrienols, that's the vitamin E with selenium. That promotes clean arteries so you can have a healthy blood flow, neutralizes free radicals, accumulates in super high concentrations in the skin so you can look younger and regain the confidence of youth. That is to say, if you had confidence in youth, maybe it's taken you all these decades to get confidence. So at least you can look in the mirror and say, yeah, I look better than I did in 2017. They also, moving on with the tocotrienols, alpha tocopherols and tocotrienols, that they maintain bone strength, protect your brain power, and do a lot of good things for you. Somebody was at the door. I was going to pause and come back, but I didn't. Okay, what else do we need for our eyes? Omega-3 essential fatty acids. I like krill oil because it has EPA and DHA, and it also has astaxanthin. DHA, you can take extra DHA. It has an amazing ability to regulate blood pressure, boost circulation, maintain healthy triglyceride levels, boost memory, protect eyesight, promote healthy blood sugar and insulin, soothe aching joints. And vitamin K2, which is also in krill oil, is a super nutrient. It's nothing like vitamin K1. A medical professional said they're the same. They are not even, well, I mean, they're similar, but vitamin K2 blows vitamin K1 out of the water. When volunteers were given equal doses of K1 and K2, the K1 vanished from their bodies after just 8 hours, but the K2 stayed in their system for more than 4 days, making it 12 times longer lasting. In a groundbreaking study published in Longevity Medicine Review, they showed that many age-related health problems like aching joints, brittle bones, and memory loss and hearing loss are caused by a deficiency of the super activator vitamin K2. Studies also show that vitamin K2 support heart health, protect bone strength, make your arteries healthier, and protect your brain. So krill oil with K2, really a good thing to take. And it's like an internal sunscreen. You can kind of be out in the sun a little longer if you take that. Okay, N-acetylcysteine. You can take that separately too. Once N-acetylcysteine is in the body, it's metabolized to intracellular glutathione. Glutathione is the mother of all antioxidants. It acts as a powerful antioxidant in cells that detoxifies chemicals into less harmful compounds. It's known to aid in the transport of nutrients to cell membranes and to lymphocytes and phagocytes, two major classes of white blood cells produced in the immune system. If you take vitamin C along with N-acetylcysteine, the glutathione can recycle itself so that it continue acting. It's another miraculous occurrence in our body. N-acetylcysteine is really good for mucus. If you have bronchitis or emphysema or pneumonia or any kind of cough, it's a natural expectorant that loosens phlegm and bronchial secretions. Very helpful for that. It also detoxifies and removes heavy metals like lead, mercury, and arsenic from your body. You have to take extra zinc when you take N-acetylcysteine because it increases zinc secretion. So that's why you take a program with your extra trace minerals. It's good for cancer and AIDS. It's really, I would say combine it with curcumin, and boy, you have some powerful, powerful compounds. Also good for the eyes is vitamin B12. The methyl B12, vitamin B12 is a big complex molecule. It's currently impossible to synthesize without the help of bacteria. So we need our good bacteria, our probiotics. There are a lot of ways that vitamin B12 can help with your vision. Nobody's really sure of it. I don't know, maybe somebody who studies it all the time is really sure of it. But all I know is it helps your vision. Also to help with your vision, ginkgo biloba. When I went to the eye doctor and he said your eye pressure is 32 in each eye. You know, normal is 15 or 16, something like that. And he said, oh, you're going to go blind. And I said, well, let me work on it. He said, well, how are you going to work on it? I said, I don't know, supplement program. He said, well, one lady used ginkgo and brought hers down a few points. I said, well, I will use ginkgo and a whole bunch of other stuff. The latest check was that it's 15 in both eyes. Ginkgo is helpful. Goji berries, which are wolf berries, which are in Taigo, and take Noni juice, drink Noni juice too. Take MacuGuard ocular support. It has lutein, tranzeaxanthin, mesozeaxanthin, and they're three important nutrients that protect the delicate photoreceptor cells in the eye from light damage. Spending time outdoors is a really good thing. You know, when it comes to longevity, the goal isn't just to live as long as possible. The true objective is to live as vibrantly and energetically as possible for as long as possible. So how do you do this? Well, it is your free will choice how you're going to accomplish it. I recently met a 75-year-old gentleman in excellent physical shape. He does 500 push-ups a day. He said, how many can you do? I said, maybe two. He was stunned when I said that. And I said, you know, if I practiced for a while, well, you know, I might get up to 10, maybe. But that's all he's doing for his health. I said, do you take any supplements? Nope. That's all I do. Do you eat healthy food? Nope. I have to say that I probably do 500 things for my health. Not that it's a competition. It really isn't. I hope, wish the best for everyone, but especially myself. So I'm just going to say that. And happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers, because we all came from somewhere. Hope you all have a wonderful weekend, and I hope to be back with you next Saturday. Bye.